I love the tradition of beach reads. It's as though we grant ourselves permission to enjoy some less serious literature, which is great. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels that are perfect for seaside pleasure. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. After a 7-year hiatus from publishing adult fiction, The Bad Boy of American Literature, as James Frye's bio proudly claims, has found his groove with Next to Heaven, a gleefully trashy page-turner set among the 1% of New Bethlehem, a stand-in for New Canaan, Connecticut. The novel focuses on four couples whose lives are thrown into chaos when two of the wives plan a spouse-swapping evening. Their short-range goals are to sleep with someone other than their husbands. One is a sadistic nightmare, the other impotent. But there's a long-range goal we won't know about for a while. Frye is in his element here, with his signature breathless, over-the-top, unpunctuated sentences and one-sentence paragraphs. Laundry lists of high-end brand names. At one meeting, people sit on Boca de Lobo sofas and Rochebois armchairs in Jeeves and Hawke suits. And a pharmacopoeia so rich, it almost gets you high to read it. Quote, he had cocaine from Bolivia, Colombia, and Peru, pink coke from L.A., which has slight amounts of ketamine and ecstasy cut into it. He had mushrooms in raw form, in pills, in chocolate. He had 12 different strains of weed, 4 each of sativa, hybrid, and indica. He had ecstasy from the Netherlands. He had acid from Northern California. And he had the rarest of recreational drugs, Quaaludes. As we happily race towards the sequenced reveals of who is murdered, who did it, and what happens to all these delightful people, one definitely gets the impression that Frye's infamous trip to rehab, documented in his much-vilified memoir, A Million Little Pieces, wore off long ago, and also paid very well. Let the glorious revels continue. Best-selling YA fantasy author Maggie Stiefvater's adult debut, The Listeners, is based on the true story of Axis diplomats detained in the U.S. at the start of World War II in various luxury hotels. As the Kirkus Reviewer put it, Stiefvater's prodigious imagination, distinctive prose style, and fascinating background research combine to create a novel that will remind readers why they fell in love with reading in the first place. At its center is the captivating June Hoss Hudson, an erstwhile Appalachian orphan who was adopted by the wealthy owners of the Avalon, a luxury hotel built over mineral springs. At his death, the patriarch bequeathed ownership to his playboy son Edgar, but made June the general manager, as she has spent her life to date learning the business, and she also shares a rare gift relating to the springs, a fantasy element of this otherwise realistic novel. Indeed, the book is a bit of a Harry Potter for grown-ups, in the sense that it creates a rich and delightful world readers would gladly just move into if they could. It even has a made-up sport, a la Quidditch. The luscious portrayal of the Avalon is based on extensive research into high-end hotels of the period, and in fact, the novel revolves around the meaning of luxury. To June, luxury has nothing to do with wealth. It is more connected to paying attention. She had long ago discovered that most people were bad listeners. They thought listening was synonymous with hearing, but spoken was only half a conversation. True needs, wants, fears, and hopes hid not in the words that were said, but the ones that weren't, and all these formed the core of luxury. If you can't quite swing spending the summer at a real luxury hotel, The Listeners is the next best thing.
The books are Next to Heaven by James Frye and The Listeners by Maggie Stiefvater. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.